You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome if you're just joining us, or hello if I'm just joining you. My name is Jamie. I'm a DJ here at WMFO Medford. I'm filling in for the current show. Be playing some tunes for the next hour. Looking forward to it. I have a bunch of new stuff. What you just heard, that was a song called Parking Lots by this band called Plums, who I know the drummer for, and they're very good. They're pretty good. They only have one album out, but that album is good, so check it out. The album's called Jen. Cool. Like I said, I have some new stuff to play. I'm really looking forward to playing for y'all. I don't really have much to say other than this year's Mass Can Freedom Rally takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 15th, 16th, and 17th on the Boston Common. Mass Can /Normal will hold its 26th annual Boston Freedom Rally on the Boston Common Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. 3 days of fun and music celebrating cannabis culture with absolutely no admission charge. The Boston Freedom Rally is the largest annual gathering of pro-marijuana supporters on the East Coast and is the second largest festival of its kind in the world, surpassed only by Seattle's Hemp Fest. The Freedom Rally runs from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Friday, noon until 8 p.m. on Saturday, and from noon until 6 p.m. on Sunday. There will be lots of great music and speakers, plus trippy cool merchandise and plenty of food vendors. Don't you worry. For more information, please visit Mass Cannas on Facebook. Please visit the Mass Cannas Facebook page and their website at masscan.org. That's masscann.org. A friendly, pot-friendly service message from your friends here at WMFO Medford. And now, on with the music. Here's new from Queens and the Stone Queens and the Stone Age. 91.5 Day of Medford. We'll be right back.
Time to go!
on Drugs. 91.5 WMFL Medford with Up All Night, new from the War on Drugs. Their latest album, A Deeper Understanding. War on Drugs is a pretty well-known Heartland rock band. Definitely recommend. Because they're good. And this album is good, too. Pretty similar to their last one. But with some added, I think it's just more krautrocky, which I'm always into. Love the groove on that. Oh, that's the opening cut. It's called Up All Night. Check it out off of Atlantic. Before that, Queens of the Stone Age with Feet Don't Family, the opening track from Villains, their new album, which came out also recently. I think that might have come out on the same day, actually. I don't know. But yeah, don't like that album as much. I think it's a bit of an underwhelming album. Definitely their worst, in my opinion. But still really like that song. Fantastic song. There's some solid cuts on that album overall. So yeah, I might have to listen to it to get into it a bit more. But you know what? Josh Homme's doing what he wants to do. And I can't say no to that. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Also, there have been a couple. I don't know, the Wi-Fi, I guess the Wi-Fi, my computer was having a hard time connecting, and then when it did connect, it was just like, bleh. So, sorry about that. But hopefully there should be no more of those issues now. I've got everything sorted out. We can get back to the music. Speaking of music, here's new from Remo Drive. Some emo. 91.5 WMFL Medford.
We'll be right back.
Chelsea Sound System on 91.5 WMF Medford with Emotional Haircut from their latest American Dream, which is obviously a, well, not obviously, but it's a pretty big release considering they broke up about roughly 5 years ago and got back together roughly 2 years ago. And here the album's here. So, new album's here. So yeah, I have to listen to it a bit more to sort of get a better opinion about it. But because I don't know, their stuff has had to grow on me in the past, so we'll see. Definitely darker record. Emotional Haircut, probably one of my favorite tunes on that whole album. It's fantastic. Before that, Big Game by Everything, British art pop band that is gaining some traction since I discovered them back in like 2013. That's off of their latest, A Fever Dream, their fourth record, I think. Song is called Big Game. A lot more going on in that track than has been in the past. But I like it. I think it's a good album. And before that, Summertime by Remo Drive, off their debut, Greatest Hits. Remo Drive, they're a Minnesota emo band. Big fan. Is there music going on? What? I think there's like music going on. Actually. I don't know. Can you hear that? I can hear it through my... I'm wearing headphones. I can still hear it. So it's not coming from my computer, is it? No. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Really, really fantastic stuff from that band. They're a relatively new band, and it's good to hear that they're coming up. Good to hear that there's some solid emo stuff out there. Going to close out this... I'm going to do another block, a bit of a longer block, with some King Giz, which I'm looking forward to playing some new King Gizzard. So just sit back and enjoy on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Impertinent and ignorant, deathless and restless, cold contrite coward, digitized satellite, augmented entities, unremembered God, the world fades to black. Welcome to an altered future. I can embrace.
name is Antiony. I am a cyborg. Born, if you may call it that, in a world that is dense and black. Created without a desire to draw breath, without a desire to have being, without a yearning just to be. It like my desire back, my life back, my soul back, my humanity. Oh, how I long for it. For an era I have meditated, like the primordial Buddha beneath the body. My pseudo mind, pseudo wonder. I climbed and I clambered, and I ambled upon some understanding. The gold beneath the virtual rainbow. I am bereft of two human things, two things that a cyborg can never do, two things that I strive for, two things between myself and mankind, death and the vomit. I want the perspiration, I want the nausea, I want to be sick, I want to feel the hot, piquant nuggets. I wanted to find passage through my cold figure. I want to make a mess. I want the oath. I want the spectacle. And I want it again. I want it all. And I would like to die. A noble death. Or a coward's death. A hero's death. Or a lonely death. To die in the arms of a lover. Or the arms of an alien. I desire my catch of experience to pulsate through my quasar synapses and then to be gone. Expired, perished, fallen, dead, forevermore. I made it with steel and soy protein. Born from a test tube and into a vat to live in khaki and to die just like that. Design like Frankenstein's monster. I am your father, I am your god, and you the magic that I conjure. The thankless swine, the blasphemous jerk. My creature had no love for me, which made me berserk.
I am covered in vomit, I am coated in sick. I have no name and no place. This is no way to live.
So I took over my creation, the spew-coated protein. I plugged myself in and became one with machine.
I don't feel blessed with the vomit in my neck. I feel like death. Filthy green, rotten scum.
stream becomes a waterfall. Munt is finally cascading from my input. The creeping sick moves from my breath and into my heart, where it is pumped to every inch of my body. I feel it snake through the knots of my deepest veins and eat through the walls of my cells. It bleeds through the pores of my skin, and it smells good. It drops from my crotch onto the floor, and with a heavy slap it hits the ground and spreads. Inside my body, the pressure is too great, and like some ancient geyser I erupt. My head hits the roof and my body breaks apart with the force of the liquid blood. Vomit bomb. Chunky shrapnel tears through everything around me. I am vomiting. I grow under spurs. Bleeding through walls, I force myself upon others. I slide up legs and crawl down throats. I integrate. I am double, triple. I am 10 times the size. I turn lakes into porridge and buildings into bile. I am an octopus of thrilling valleys with vomit torrents. Castles crumble in landslides and I munch the rubble. It tastes good. 10,000 times bigger. I seep into power sockets and travel along the wires at the speed of light across vast electrical networks. I am electric. I am on fire. This is sex. I am every one and every zero. 1,000,000. I am supercharged, flaming puke storming every cell, molecule and atom I can find. I'm cancer. I am flying. I am a rainbow unfurling across the sky. I am floating. I am omni. 500,000,000. The world is my interior. It no longer spins. It is altered. My density forces me outward. I am in orbit. 1,000,000,000. I am Saturn's rings and Jupiter's storms. I am the weather. I am the sun's heat. I am the night sky. 500,000,000,000. The solar system is due to the Kuiper Belt and beyond. I fill the void. Exploding suns vomit comets. Comets vomit acid rain. Spilled milk over the Milky Way. 1,000,000,000. The stars are myself, racing faster outwards, upwards, downwards, inwards, losing track of my place in the vomit first. Every nowhere, I am heavy, I am gravity, nebulous pregnant with our pulsate and thirst. Expansion, I shoot arrows of time in all directions. I am a black hole shitting into the void. I tear through the skin of perception and into the next. Non-alien. The cosmic microtone background becomes transparent. Like rising damp, mud soaks into the walls of the coast moss and it topples like soggy breath. I embark energy accelerating. Multiverse. Entanglement. I am fire. Centered. I am missing. Critical density, contraction, singularity, everything and nothing, life and death, murder of the universe.
King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was the entire third of the of their second most recent album, actually, Murder of the Universe. Which came out, I think, in like June or July, and is a three-part saga, three different like mythological stories. The last of which, one you just heard, being more of like a sci-fi. I get serious Rush vibes from that sort of like progressive rock vibes, which I really dig. A lot of narration, a lot of story stuff. So if you're into that, check the album out. It's from King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard. Did I say the band name? I don't remember. But yeah, they are putting out, they're planning to put out, I think, four or five albums this year. This was the second one they put out. And they've all been decent, so I'm looking forward to what they do next. So yeah, should kick butt. All right, well, I'm gonna play a couple more tunes just to, and then I gotta get out of here. But if you're just tuning in, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie, and I hope if you have been listening, I hope you've been enjoying. But I gotta get out of here. I got stuff to do. So keep it tuned right here, 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Pine Grove. Enjoy.
Was walking with my neck out. Some ways I wish I was walking with my neck out. Some ways that I wish that I was out on the bevel sound. It sounds like everything else. You'll know it when you hear it, 'cause you know the way my voice felt. Ignore my tone and everything I sing for me. Ignore the phone on your bed. It rings, it rings, it rings. Shirt collar ringing me out. My collarbone got all red. Already severing prose. I'll roast, I'll sing instead. I hold you, put your neck out. Tell me the ways you wish you were. Keep your confidence sound. You'll hook my spur. So when I went to hang out, I hung behind your eyes. My eyes still flicker down quickly, or I can't decide. I'm tapped out, don't it always seem to go that you could hold it right in your hands, collapse and still not know. In your hands, collapse and still not know. Everybody I know, I got no temper for that. I send you this cadmium red one, every layer I shed, and I shed one layer for this. Say what it is, it's so impossible, but if I just say what it is, it tends to stop.
Late at night, the wind blows through you. Oh yeah.